Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. O Key of David, opening the gates of God's eternal kingdom, come and free the prisoners of darkness. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. In coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in the old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your will." The angel departed from her. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. This, yes, from our Heavenly Mother is not only one time. Her whole life is the yes, the will of God. Not always easy to accompany her son, Jesus, because Jesus was not accepted by people. Even they hate him. At the end, even pull him to the cross and nail him on the cross. As a mother, she suffered, but she offered. Even at the end, Jesus invited John to be her son, as if she lose the relations with the Lord and just the mother of John. No matter how, she said, she's willing to accept the will of God. Let's ask our Heavenly Mother to help us to say yes in our daily life. Help us to always joyful, trusting, even in difficulty. We just follow her footstep, accompanying Jesus in our life, and let Jesus guide us. We believe what is impossible for man is possible for God. Let us entrust everything into the hand of the Lord, and ask our Heavenly Mother to accompany us, to always help us to say, "Oh yes,
the will of God the Father.